Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And, RC, you there?
Yes, sir.
RC, tell me about you. RC Collins is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Where is that located?
Sir, that's located in Altadena, California. That's north of Pasadena, California.
Okay. Up in the foothills there.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Where are you right now?
Right now, sir, I'm just finishing up dinner. We're in the mess hall and going from mess to study hall, and then we're have lights out about 10 o'clock.
All right. What is your eventual goal?
Well, I hope to go on to West Point, and then my dream is to go to Fort Bragg and hopefully join Airborne, 101st Airborne, which is has been my goal.
101st Airborne, that's a very distinguished unit.
Yes, sir, it is. A lot of history there, and I do want to join the 101st Airborne eventually.
Okay, now, I wanted to ask you, you have a lot of very admirable goals. Something came up this past week with regard to your goals, right?
Well, it really has more to do with why I want to defend this country and why I want to go to war for America. But why do you want to sometimes when people don't seem to be worthy, I guess? A lot of Americans behave in ways that are not worthy.
But you're talking specifically, you're on leave right now, and you asked your mother for a favor, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, go ahead and tell the story.
Well, I was telling the man who answered your phone that we were planning a road trip to San Francisco to see Nobuo Uematsu, who has composed music for the Final Fantasy games. And I asked my mother to use her car, which is the same model that my father has, and she refused to let me take the car.
Your mom and dad don't live together, is that right?
That's correct, sir. My mother and father divorced.
Okay, and you wanted to use her car to go to San Francisco with these other cadets?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And she refused to let us and is forcing me to use the car of my friend.
Now, your mother has a Lexus?
Yes, sir. She has the SC, which is...
That's a beautiful car. That's a sports car?
Yes, sir, it is. It's my favorite car to drive. My father has one, and he lets me drive his, but right now he's in Arizona with his wife, so I said to my mother that I wanted to take her car, and she said no.
Okay.
And I guess it's just one of those moments when you ask yourself, you know, I love my country, and I would gladly die for my country, but what am I putting on the line? And, I mean, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful, but my mother's acting like a hosebag because she won't, you know.
All right. So you said you said your friend can drive, but you don't want to drive his car.
Well, it's not the car that I should have to drive. I mean, we should have to drive in my mother's car. She has the Lexus, but she's refusing.
What is wrong with your friend's car?
I'm sorry?
What is wrong with your friend's car?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I suppose it has more to do with what I'm used to, and also his car is... I'm going to tell him about your car.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here. His car is like an older Camaro, and it's... I don't want to be racial or anything, but because I'm at an academy with all kinds of guys, and we're all good friends, but his car, I guess what we good-naturedly call a beaner wagon, sir.
And a beaner wagon? Because what, he's Hispanic?
Yes, sir, he is.
Well, I would imagine him being Hispanic and having his car called a beaner wagon, he'd take offense of that.
No, sir, he's never appeared to be upset with it. I mean, you do have to kind of roll with it a little bit. He's a very good friend, but the other guys we're going with, and I decided that we didn't want to go in, you know, his beaner car, and so I said, it's not going to be a problem. I'll call my mother. She has an SC, she's got a really tight SC Series Lexus.
And what did your friend think about that?
Well, I imagine he felt fine. I mean, you need to understand, many of the Mexicans drive cars, they drive because they don't really, I mean, I'm not saying every Mexican, but they don't really have a choice. It's fairly obvious that anybody would rather go on a Lexus.
And so you called your mother to ask her if you could take the Lexus up to San Francisco with your cadet friends while you're on leave, and she said no.
I called her, and she said no, and that's when I wrote the letter I did to our commandant as part of our campus newspaper, which has bugles and banners, and in it I said that I do want to die for America, and yet my mom's acting like a hosebag because I had asked her...
You know, the term hosebag, if you don't mind, Cadet, I think is a little disrespectful to your mother.
You're probably right, sir, but...
But it's something else you want to say, huh?
Well, I mean, it's... She is, and...
Well, look, you don't want to drive in your friend's Camaro because it's a beaner wagon.
Well, look, my father lets me drive his Lexus. Now mother won't let me drive hers. And so I'm being forced to go up to San Francisco in this, yeah, I mean, it's a beaner mobile. It's just...
Well, what is a beaner mobile, man? You mean like a Camaro or something? It's just because it's a Camaro?
Well, he's got like, you know, 38th Street written on the side. He's got a couple of a dice hanging from the rearview mirror. I mean, it's everything that you would imagine. It's got, you know, La Bamba on the back. And so I go down the street, and friends of mine, and I come from the San Fernando Valley originally, and friends of mine see me, and the question goes through their mind is, I mean, my grandmother, I came home. You could see it in her eyes. What is my grandson doing in a taco, in that taco mobile? So...
I'm sure your grandmother doesn't even know.
Well, but she's used to us, so...
All right. As I get it, though, R.C., really what you're saying is it seems to be an increasingly ungrateful country that you guys are going to put your lives on the line for. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Particularly my mother, who my father divorced, and rightfully so, because she had an alcohol problem, and now she gets all this money from him, and she's riding around in her Lexus... And she won't let me use it.
And so you're forced to be in your friend's car.
Well, yeah, and it's embarrassing for myself and for other cadets. And we really love him. I mean, his name's Raul Ochoa, and he comes from where I come from. He comes from out in Encino. But for some reason, even though his father's very successful, his father's a dentist, he wants to drive in his taco mobile and... you know, I'm like saying...
And he doesn't get upset being called Beaner Mobile, Taco Mobile?
Well, if he does, he's... Now, what's he going to do about it? I mean, we're... I mean, you know, we're not going to... going to tell us what to say. I mean...
Yeah, but you guys are disrespecting your friend.
I know, but he disrespects us by driving around in this blood vessel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Hold on for a minute. This kid is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. They're going up to see this. You've ever heard of this guy, Nobuo Uematsu? He's a composer of video game music. The kids are really into him. They're taking a road trip up there while this boy is on leave from Bradley Military Academy. And his mother does not want him to use her car, which is a Lexus, so they're forced to take his friend's, Raul's car.
The other thing, Mr. Henry, that I wanted to mention to you that I think is embarrassing is he has a license plate frame that's the Mexican flag around his license plate. So it's just, I mean, you drive down the street in a car that just screams. All I'm trying to say is that I'm going to be dying for my country and my mother.
You're not saying you don't want to die for Hispanic people yet.
No, I'm saying my mother is the one that...
Well, then how about giving your friend some credit? At least he's got a car.
He does have a car, but I'm not really fighting for, I mean, the war that I'm fighting for America, but my part of America does not have, like, Camaros and stuff in it. I mean, that's all I'm saying, and I don't even mean any disrespect, you know?
Well, you're fighting and you're dying, if need be, for freedom. Freedom for everybody.
Well, yes, sir. That's one word, but I mean, if I'm going to die for a word, I like to say my word is poontang. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What is it?
He has a rosary hanging around the rearview mirror, and that's okay, but I'm not Catholic, which also is sort of against my religion. So I'm not being racist. He's probably being more... racist against me on account of I'm not Catholic.
Well, all right, let's get some phone numbers. You're studying to be, eventually want to go to West Point.
And then, yeah, the other thing, too, is my friends will see it, and they'll go, okay, so where are you guys going? King Taco? And so all of that...
All right, dude, you sound to me like a guy that you got friends, but you don't want to be known as a guy that hangs out with Mexicans. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, sir, that's not the case at all. I go to war with these guys.
You know, yeah, but you don't want to be seen in their car.
Well, but that's not the point. The point is my mother is a selfish... I mean, if you don't mind me saying, she's a selfish bitch because she won't let me use...
Look, if she has a Lexus, that's her automobile. You're underage.
I am underage, yes.
You're 17, so she can't let you out on a road trip.
And if this was any other situation, I would understand that. But I'm going to fight for America. So I would say to the people listening right now, if it's your kid and, you know, he wants to take your car out, you have every right to monitor his behavior. I'm going to study to be an airborne, and I'm going to a military academy. Slightly different thing. And I'm just saying, you know, stay out of my crosshairs, and let's... But I'm letting everybody know it's this kind of stuff that makes it really hard to go over and fight. And it isn't because I got to ride the Beamer Mobile to San Francisco, and it isn't because, you know, my friends think that I should be wearing Chico Jr. boots or something. It's because my mother is a hoser, and she won't allow...
All right, hold on for a minute, man. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This young man is in a military academy, which is admirable, and he wants to go to West Point and eventually go to airborne school at Fort Bragg. All very admirable goals. They're on leave for 2 weeks. This is the story that I got from Harry when he talked to him. They want to go to San Francisco for some event. He wanted to take his mom's car, which is a Lexus SC. Gorgeous car. She won't let him. They have to ride in his friend's car, which he says is, quote, a Beamer Mobile, end quote, because it's a Camaro. And he doesn't like the car. Now, that would be the end of the story, were not for the fact that he is saying, by virtue of the fact that he is going to fight and possibly die for this country, it's a whole different playing field. And he should be allowed to use that car. And this makes it difficult for him to fight and die for people who won't let them use their Lexus, I guess. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm talking with R.C. Collins, who's a junior at Bradley Military Academy. We're also hoping to get a call in from the commandant at that school, Commandant Wireman, on the leave that the cadets go on and what exactly, you know, they are... allowed and not allowed to do. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
They muster us out in the morning. We do a morning salute on the parade ground, and then we go to studies.
So you got a full day?
Yes, sir, we do.
And you're on your two-week leave now?
Yes, we are.
When is this concert?
He's going to have one tonight, but he's having another one in a week.
And you guys want to go up there to see this concert, and you asked your mother for the use of the car, which happens to be a really sweet Lexus SC. Now, those are cars that, by the way, are sports cars. You get three guys in there?
Oh, yeah. They've got a little bit of a jump seat in the back, but, I mean, it's way better than, you know...
Well, you said it's way better than driving in your friend's Beamer Mobile.
Well, sir, I don't want to focus on that. I mean, it is kind of a Beamer wagon, but it's not anything that...
Do you realize that that's just rolling off your tongue? Some people find that really offensive.
Yeah, I know. I've read about how a lot of civilians... The thing that we learned, I think, in military school, civilians, to put it as kindly as I can, sir, have kind of tender butts. You know, they get their feelings hurt by a lot of stuff that, you know, maybe they shouldn't.
Well, the way you're saying it, man, you know, your friend may not like it being called a Beamer Mobile either.
Well, if you're driving around and you have, like, a plastic bleeding heart of Jesus on the dashboard, and you don't expect people to go, you know, the taco wheels at 3 o'clock. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to a phone call here, because you've called civilians a little tender in the butt. You've also said that it's difficult to fight and die for people like that.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying these are the things that go into when you're out on the battlefield and you're about to maybe kill an Arab or something. You're thinking, yeah, great, I'm going to waste an Arab for my mom who made me go beaner for a week.
Let's go to Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You're from Colorado. And
yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say a few things to that young man. First of all, Jesus rode into the town. He wasn't Catholic. He wasn't Protestant. He was Jewish, but he represented kindness and love, and he rode in on a donkey.
What's that got to do with me? I'm talking about going up to see Nobuo Uematsu.
I think that... This young man is very immature, and I don't think he has the qualities of integrity for 101st Airborne. And I know a lot of beaners in the 101st Airborne. My brother was in the 82nd Airborne.
Was your brother a beaner? Is your brother a beaner?
Yes.
I guess that makes you one, too.
Well, can we knock it off with the beaner stuff, please?
The lack of respect.
Well, ma'am, I don't mean no disrespect. I respect all of the beaners that I serve with.
Freedom has no face. Freedom has no face.
Who don't have no face? You mean the guy that got the chip on his face off?
Freedom is not only for us, United States of America. Freedom is for all people.
Who doesn't have a face, Jesus?
You are being very snobbish, but I accept that because you're 17 and you were raised to think that.
Ma'am, do you hear that music in the background? That's
and Alexa,
that taps
what life
played
is all about. And I don't hear
Bill
Fleminger, enough.
He got his genitals knocked off by a chimp.
To be fighting for freedom.
All right, hold on for
you
a minute,
don't know
Sylvia.
What it is.
Sylvia Hunt, hold on for a minute. What is the taps?
It's just one of our cadets died 2 weeks ago, and we're having a... And I, this is what I mean. The lady calls in right as we're trying to have a memorial for my friend. She's a civilian. She doesn't understand.
You
listen to it.
A human being.
Can you hear the music being played?
Freedom.
And when we wanted to go on the road trip, we're going to go see a Jap, so it's not like I'm...
Will you knock it off, kid? It's bugging me, man. I don't care if you are going to the 101st Airborne. Do you understand? It's bugging me with a beaner and Jap stuff.
I don't think he has cojones. The 101st Airborne.
You don't want me to talk to her when she gets to.
You have to have is... integrity.
Yeah. All right, listen, Sylvia, thank you very much, hon, for the call.
Welcome.
Very good.
Bye.
1-800-449-8686. I just don't want to hear those words. Do you understand me? I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Henry, that's fine, but I'm in the United States military. Someday, I may go to Afghanistan or Iraq or someplace like that, and I may be called upon to kill one of God's children, another man, on behalf of you and the lady that just called in, and yeah, even my mother. And all I asked for was the use of her Lexus for a week, and I'm being called a child, and okay, so I'll sit my child's rear end down in my friend's beaner wagon, and up north we'll head. And I'll sit there and I'll grit my teeth as I look at the bleeding heart of Jesus on the dash, the fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror, the Mexican flag wrapped around the license plate, La Bamba, Fifth Street, and Tell Her She's Lovely written on the side wings. Yeah, I'll do it all. And I'll do it because I love my country. But don't ever tell me that I can't call my mother a hosebag because she...
I don't like hearing that. That's all I'm telling you. I just don't like hearing it, man. It's disrespectful, dude.
I think it's disrespectful of people not to understand what we're putting on the line.
Here's Lauren. Lauren, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say I've been listening to this conversation, and I'm repulsed at the comments that this... young boy is making. The thing that bothers me is his lack of respect for different groups, military, civilian, different
ethnic backgrounds. I'm in the military. My friends are all Mexicans and white guys and everything.
I'm just saying your lack of respect for the military, because I'm telling you what, if you want to go to West Point and be an officer, you're going to have to learn how to be politically correct.
That's right.
And let me tell you, I'm on my way right now. I live on the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base. I'm about to go and meet five busloads of guys that are coming back from Iraq now, and I think they would all be disgusted at the way you're talking. I think you're a spoiled brat. I think if you would be a man, that you would have saved your own money, you'd have your own vehicle, or you would make some other arrangements to get up there.
Father
and
lets
not
me
be
use
sucking
his.
Off your mom.
Father lets me use his. Why doesn't my mother?
That's not their responsibility. You want to be a young man? Act like
right.
one. Make arrangements to get
hey,
your.
Hey, Lauren.
Your
Lauren, hold on for hold on for hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with R.C. Collins in a moment.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I just want to say, and we have a young man on the line. I appreciate, RC, that you want to go into the United States military. You want to go into Airborne. Airborne is like 101st Airborne is a very, very distinguished unit. They were at Normandy. They were at Bastogne.
Yes, sir. I've read all about them, and I want to so bad be in the U.S. 101st Airborne. They've been in World War II, in Vietnam, in the Gulf War. They're really special people. And, you know, like right now, part of our study halls, we're listening right now to tape broadcasts of Arab news to familiarize us with the dialect and the region. And it's all part of what I want to do someday, which is to go over to the Middle East and help liberate the Iraqis and other people like that. So when I want to use Mother's Lexus, and she says that we got to go in Raul's Camaro, and it,
what's the whole thing with riding in a Beaner mobile, as you call it?
It's not anything that a white guy wants to do. That's all. I mean,
well, so what, man? How about looking at it as an experience? Hey, you're military. Who cares?
You don't understand. Father let me use his Lexus. You know.
Well, your dad's out of town, man. All right.
But you got to get the message. You know. I'm gonna fight and die. Someday, God willing, I may walk into your living room with Zakari's frowning head on the end of my bayonet. And all I ask, and you don't need to thank me, you don't need to say anything. Just, you know.
Don't make you ride in a Beaner mobile.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I.
Alright, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go back to Lauren here. Now, Lauren, you're on your way to Pendleton to pick up your husband?
No, actually, my husband came in from Iraq on Sunday night.
Oh, great.
I am going to.
When's the last time you saw him before then?
The beginning of July.
Wow, that must have been a cool homecoming.
It absolutely was.
Hey, ma'am, I'd like to say, despite, you know, what you think of me, God bless your husband and all them guys, and I hope I can follow in their footsteps and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I really think you have a lot to learn. I have to say that I think if you would be any kind of a man, and if I were your friend, I'd say, you know, find another ride. You don't want to ride in my car, then that's fine. But you know what? It's not all about you. And when you get into the military, it's not going to be all about you. It's all about sacrifice.
Well, yeah.
And I think if you could show your parents that you could make arrangements and get to where you want to go on your own, that maybe they might be open to that the next time. And it has nothing to do with what you're going to do in the future.
Yeah, but my mother was an alcoholic, and my father had to take me out of the house. So she owes it to me on account of being and not a good mother and everything.
Oh,
I'll
come
tell you
on,
what, your
man.
Your parents, your mom and your dad owe you nothing.
What?
You know, you have,
yeah, they
your
do.
Your parents do not owe you
my
anything.
My mother was an alcoholic, and she would bring men home. She owes me because she. And even Beaners don't want to ride in their own cars.
And let me tell you then. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What would be a better lesson to her than to show you that you're a bigger person, that you can turn your life around and do things and have control of your own life? Don't base your life on what your mother has done and what you've seen her do. Be a man and show her that there's a better way.
Ma'am, someday, God willing, I'm going to walk into your kitchen with Bin Laden's head on the end of my bayonet. I'll put it down on your kitchen counter, and you don't even have to thank me.
Hey, yes, that's not here nor there. And it isn't about one person. The military is about a team. It's about sacrifice. It's about doing stuff
as a
unit. It's not all about you, and you need to learn that in your life before you get in the military. The same thing with this concert. It is not your mom's responsibility to get your rear end up to a concert. Do it yourself.
Well, ma'am, you're in California. You know what I mean by a taco mobile, don't you?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference, dude.
Do not pass judgment on somebody else because of the type of vehicle. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a car?
Well, yeah, I use my father's Lexus.
Oh, that's your father's Lexus. But you know what? At least your friend can say that he has his own car.
That's
true. You don't even have that.
Well, that's only because he had to work for it.
Well, don't you get it, man?
Yes, I do. You know what?
Yeah.
You just hit the nail on the head. I get it. You're a spoiled brat.
Ma'am.
You rely on everybody else. You suck.
You suck
off of everyone else.
Thank you. And so if I bring Bin Laden's head into your kitchen, are you going to still say that to me?
You know what? I think my husband will probably end up on the end of his bayonet before you ever do.
Well, you know, you're just saying that on account of you're married to him.
All right, look, Lauren, thank you. I kept you on long enough. I just wanted to find out what you were doing down at Pendleton. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to come in with Bin Laden's head on my bayonet, put it on your kitchen counter, and I won't ask for thanks.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to get off this Beanermobile thing, man?
Mr. Henry, please remember who you're talking to.
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to a 17-year-old kid, okay? He's in a military academy. You're not in the U.S. military. You're in a military academy.
I'm in training to be in the U.S. military. And you can take kid and stuff it.
Will you turn that Arab stuff off, please?
Oh, what's the matter? You're racist and stuff? You don't like...
Turn it off, man, so I can hear what I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, you know what? When I was first listening, I was thinking he was calling in because he was wondering if somebody could get him some help. I was ready to chip in $100. But as soon as I heard him talk bad about his mama, then talk bad about his friends, two people that probably love him to death that would probably give up their life for him, I'm thinking, why the hell would I chip in for this guy? Then he calls in and says he's going to go to war to kill an Arab. Who the hell cares? We're not going to war to kill Arabs. We're not going to war to kill people. We're going to war. Nobody wants to kill. Once you've killed somebody, you do not want to kill. You're thinking about the wrong reason.
Well, I mean, I want to go over there and get Bin Laden on a stick.
No, I do not want Bin Laden's head on a stick. I do not care about Bin Laden's head. I do not care about anybody's head. I do not care about you killing anybody. What it is that we all just have to think about helping each other. You see, I was ready to help you out, young man.
Wait a minute, I'm in the military. The only job I got is to kill the enemy.
I do not care about you being in the military.
We're supposed to kill the enemy.
My friend is in Iraq. He's a commander over there. You know what, when he calls me...
We're not supposed to be licking the crack of our friends, man.
No,
we're supposed to be killing the enemy.
You know what, I grew up in Compton. You can say whatever the hell you want. I know what rough is. I know what seeing people die
Compton.
Is.
Compton?
I know what
there's
people...
There's a lot of Beanermobiles down there.
No,
wait a minute, man.
There's a lot of Beanermobiles there. Yes, there is.
Jesse, hold on. This is Phil. I want this young man to quit with the gentleman saying he grew up in a rough neighborhood. And you're talking to him about the world. And you ain't even tasted the world yet.
I'm in the military.
You're in a military academy. And keep calling everybody's car a Beanermobile. Your head's going to be on the end of a bayonet.
Oh, so you're threatening me, huh?
No, I'm not threatening you. Go ahead, Jesse.
You know
I just wanted to make that point.
I rode the bus for 2 hours in the morning. I saw people get robbed. I saw people get mugged. I saw what it was. Hard. I mean, I went through Beverly Hills. I know people in Beverly Hills. You know what? I make $1 million now, kid. I probably make more than you and your daddy and everyone else.
What do you do for a living?
But that's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. Money. Who cares about that?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an investor. I'm an investor, kid.
Investor?
But who cares about that?
We invest in air fresheners.
Who cares about that? Yes, air fresheners. And that makes me $1 billion.
You're telling me you make $1 billion investing in air fresheners?
You don't know jack about life. That's the truth. You don't know jack about life. And if I was your friend, I would not want you to be at my side. You know why? Because you would probably not say...
Wait a second.
Your friend is a proud beaner. That's what he is. I don't care you call me a beaner. I do not mind.
I didn't call him a beaner. I said he drives a beaner mobile.
Well, who's driving it? Your friend.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
Playing ping pong.
Why don't you listen to what the guy's saying instead of playing ping pong?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Oh, well, excuse us for keeping you awake, man, while you're playing your ping pong.
You see, you really don't know anything. You have to live life before you can say anything. I mean, you growing up, yes, I know you pissed off at life. You pissed off at your mom. You pissed off at your dad because they divorced. You probably don't know, have a role model. You don't know anything. You've probably been alone all your life.
Hey,
that's what you're pissed about.
Do you wear Payless shoes?
All right.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Jesse, thank you. And the very wise words. And knock off with the ping pong.
It's not about where you start off, it's where you end up. It's where you end up, young man. It's where you end up in life.
Jesse, good words.
Hopefully somebody doesn't shoot you or anything like that. You just got to be careful.
Hey, let me ask you something. This is really important. Raul wants me to ask you this. Are you Dickie's priest?
All right, never mind.
Yes, we are.
Okay, Jesse, thank you very much, man.
All right.
1-800-449-8686.
Add in.
Be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor, Compton. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A few more minutes with R.C. Collins, and it's a very frustrating conversation. You sense that, don't you, that we're having with you?
Well, I'm not trying to be difficult, Mr. Henry, but I am devoted to my country and to the military, and I see what a lot of guys go through.
But you've heard all these people calling in who have friends in the military, relatives in the military, or in the military themselves. That gentleman just called in. You know, grew up in a rough neighborhood, telling you that, you know, driving a Lexus to San Francisco to see the Nobu Uematsu in his Final Fantasy music is one thing. But, you know, if you could get there anyway at all.
What?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, you didn't say it good.
All right, what I'm saying is, who cares if you got a ride in your friend's Beanermobile?
See, you're an adult and you don't understand. To ride in a Beanermobile, especially dreaming of the things that I'm dreaming of, you know...
Who cares, man?
You don't get it.
Because his friend's got a Camaro. Here is Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
First of all, it's not a Beanermobile anymore, dude. It's a hoopty. Let's get that straight.
A what?
It's a hoopty.
Well,
it's not called a Beatermobile anymore. That's like so 80s.
Hey,
it's a hoopty.
Well, what are you, a Hispanic?
Yeah, I'm a Hispanic.
Okay, that's what you call it.
Okay,
folks call it a Beatermobile.
Oh, brother.
Listen, you know what? Who cares how you get there? Who really cares?
I do.
Get some roller skates.
I do. I hope that
answers
your
question. Get out of my underwear drawer.
What?
I was telling my friend to get out of my underwear drawer.
Well, maybe he's not in your underwear drawers. Maybe he's in your underwear.
That sounded like a lot of fun, though. I don't think we should listen to that.
What'd you do, hang up on her?
Yeah.
You fool!
Shut up and don't call me a fool.
Some guy was in her underwear.
Al, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Phil, my name's Al. I'm from Valpo, Indiana. I listen to you streaming online. Grew up in San Diego, and I try to listen to anything that's SoCal.
Yes, sir.
I'm a third-year law student at Valparaiso University. I'm also a captain in the Indiana National Guard. I got back from Iraq last year, and I just want to call to say that the young man who you've been talking to for the last while, I got to say that I'm kind of insulted that he actually says that he's in the military when he's just I'm guessing that he's just a high school student.
No, sir, I'm in a military academy.
But it's a high school.
High school. Yeah, you're in a prep school. You're not you haven't actually sworn the oath or put on the uniform, been to basic training. What's your MOS? You haven't been to anything like that.
Well, no disrespect intended, sir, but ain't the National Guard guys that were all crying about wanting to come home and all that stuff?
Wait a minute.
You can say whatever. You can say whatever.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Those guys
I've also spent. I've also spent over 3 years in the 3rd Infantry Division. Okay, I know people who are out there right now in both Iraq and in Afghanistan, and none of them have the attitude that you do. And if anyone has said anything like what you've been saying, you'd be doing some serious extra duty. You'd be subject to UCMJ action and all sorts of other stuff.
What did I do that would subject me to military justice? Say a guy's car is a beaner wagon? That ain't nothing in the military code about that.
But being disrespectful to... You've been disrespectful to everybody. You'd probably talk back to an officer.
No. Only if you...
No. I do happen to be a commissioned officer, a captain in the United States Army.
Well, look. What if an officer told me, "Cadet, you got to ride to San Francisco in a beaner wagon"? I'd say, "Yes, sir," and I'd go.
Well, so then
you're entitled. I'll say that young man, he's entitled to his opinion, but he still has to display himself in the proper military manner, and he has none of that right now.
Thank you, sir.
I want to get out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, and thanks for your service to our country. And
what about me?
What about you? What?
My service to the country.
You ain't done stiddly.
I go to San Francisco in a beaner wagon, they might as well give me the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Goodbye. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, coming up next hour, we've got the newest film from Oliver Stone. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and we also have our flashback request. And by the way, just to mention here on the Phil Henry Show, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Some guy calls in. We deal with all kinds of callers during our character hours. So I pick up the phone. A guy says to me, "Yeah, I'm in the Navy, and I want to talk to this guy." I go, "Really? You're in the Navy? My brother was in the Navy down in San Diego. He was in the submarine service. What branch are you in?" "Oh, I'm actually a nuclear engineer." I said, "Oh, really?" And I said, you're a nuclear engineer, huh?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "What's the name of your boat?" He goes, "The SS Cole." I said, "The Cole was blown up in the Arabian Sea, douchebag." So you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool a Henry.
Are you at what time?
About 5:30. What do you mean, what time?
Did we already do that joke?
Yeah. All right, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism.